Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
We've already produced a whopper of a wheat crop, and we're just now starting the harvest of what will be a massive corn crop here in 2016. Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson says so many bushels were below the cost of production on our actual wheat prices and corn prices, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
You know, you look at corn, we're looking at a record world corn crop of 40.5 billion bushels. The five-year average is 37.1. You look at the U.S., a record 15.2 billion bushels. Five-year average is 13 billion. You look at wheat. In the last 9 years, 7 of those years, we've had record world wheat crops. You're looking at 27.3 billion bushels this year, an average of around 25.1 or 2. So we got low prices because we got excess grain. And just imagine with the shortage of storage, with probably over 10 million bushels of wheat in bunkers and on the ground in Oklahoma alone, that's just wheat, we got corn coming in. What if we have the 17 crop the same size as the 16 crop?
Dr. Anderson believes that low grain prices below the cost of production are sending farmers a message.
Well, the market's telling us that we have to reduce acres. We have to reduce acres in wheat. We got to, maybe not corn, because corn is very volatile. It's all dependent on the weather. But we have to take off the world's production for 17 to get prices back up into $6 above break-even levels. We got to take off equivalent of this year's winter wheat crop in the United States. That's 1.5 billion bushels. If we don't reduce production, or if we have production as high as we had this year, we could see $2 wheat prices in 2017.
OSU grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson. The 2016 edition of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup happening this coming Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E near Guthrie. Dallas Henderson with OCA says this is all about cowboys helping kids.
We've had an extremely great relationship with Children's Hospital Foundation, also known as Children's Miracle Network, for the past 19 years. The cowboys come in here with no entry fees, no money prizes paid back, just for bragging rights. But at the end of the day, we've given a little over pushing the button of $450,000 to Children's Hospital Foundation.
12 ranches from across the state will compete at this year's Range Roundup. If you'd like tickets, you can go to the Lazy E website, lazye.com, or you can call them at 405-282-3004 for tickets for this Friday and Saturday, 2016 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock proudly presents the Bighorn Classic 2016, live from Sheridan, Wyoming, to be seen on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com, August 23rd to the 26th, offering 173,000 head of cattle, including 16,000 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 40,000 weaning calves, and 100,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.